The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
French Prime Minister Michel Barnier lost a vote of no confidence last night after he adopted an unpopular budget without a final say-so from Parliament, where it lacked majority support. The French Parliament has collapsed as Barnier is expected now to submit his resignation to President Macron this morning. A journalist and author, Lara Marlowe, joins us now from a very rainy Paris. Lara, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So is the weather in sympathy with the mood of the people?
You could certainly say that. We are in a period of great crisis, total uncertainty. Macron will go on television tonight at 8 p.m. Paris time. It is hoped that he will name a new prime minister immediately. It might take him a couple of days. Last time it took him 2 months. The civil servants are on strike, even though the budget which they opposed is now null and void. They're on strike anyway, just to warn people of things to come. And basically, France has no government, no budget, and a president who's kind of on the run, who's many people, 52% of French people, according to a poll, want him to resign. And this morning, the far right and the far left are screaming for his resignation, and actually a few people from his center-right coalition as well.
Now, it all started in what seems now like an act of hubris. After they did not perform well in the European elections, he dissolved the National Assembly, and even though the Olympics were looming and it was a very busy time, he decided France needs an election, and he was hoping to profit from it.
That's right. He thought that if he waited until the autumn, in September, the national rally, Marine Le Pen's far-right party and the far-left would gang up on him and bring down the government with a no-confidence vote over the budget. So what he feared actually happened, but he thought that by holding the election in the summer, he could show that Marine Le Pen wasn't really as strong as she thought she was, and even though she just won the European elections. It was a very rash and stupid thing to do. A lot of people in his own party have not forgiven him for it. It backfired totally, and we've ended up with a parliament where there are three blocs, none of whom really have power, none of whom have a majority, and that's the far left, the far right, and the centrist. And now we're in a sort of catch-22 situation where the left says that they will vote another no confidence motion for any prime minister who is not from the left. And Marine Le Pen says she will bring down any government that has a left-wing prime minister. So both of the there's this strange unholy alliance between the far left and the far right. They are both gunning for Macron. They want to bring Macron down. And we may have a new prime minister tonight or within a few days, but his government, because the only candidates being talked about are men, is likely to fall just as quickly as Barnier's government fell. And there can't be new parliamentary elections until next summer. The problem is that if Macron can hang on until next summer, we may get the exact same result again, which is an ungovernable National Assembly, an ungovernable France.
And now Barnier comes from the right, but obviously Marine Le Pen's view of him was he's not our right. He's not right enough for us. Therefore, he's unacceptable. But is there any candidate anywhere that would unite, say, the left and the centre, rather than, you know, Marine Le Pen is seen maybe by Macron as the villain of the piece. Is there any candidate who possibly appease the left and also be acceptable to the centre?
Well, there's someone who's talked about, certainly among my friends, who people really like a lot, who is Raphael Glucksmann, who's an MEP. He's from the Socialist Party, although he's against the socialist being in cahoots with the far left France Unbound. He's been a very strong supporter of Ukraine in the war with Russia. He's a very charismatic figure, but I don't think Macron would appoint him for all kinds of reasons, one of which is he would far overshadow Macron as a telegenic, articulate, likable guy. The person I suppose who would fit the bill who is talked about is Bernard Cazeneuve, who was a socialist but left the Socialist Party to found his own centrist party. He has been interior minister. He was very briefly prime minister in the last days of François Hollande's presidency. And he was considered last time in September when Macron appointed Barnier. But my personal hunch is that François Bayrou, who's like Barnier, is 73 years old, who's been kicking around French politics for decades and decades, who's been several times a minister and so on. I think it will probably be him. The other one who's most talked about is Sébastien Lecornu, who is now the defense minister. He's regarded very much, well, both men are regarded as Le Pen compatible because Le Pen, I mean, the nerve of the National Rally and Marine Le Pen is quite amazing. They are saying this morning, we demand a veto on the choice of prime minister. We will not accept a left-wing prime minister. And not only that, we will not accept any prime minister who has criticized Marine Le Pen. So it's a bit like, you know, Donald Trump in the U.S. going after his enemies, having an enemies list and saying, you know, we won't have any of them around and they're all going to be thrown out of the government. That's what it's come to.
Now, we all regarded Michel Barnier as quite a wily operator, given his performance on the Brexit negotiations. And equally, when we've been talking about this during the week on the programme, the inevitability of the choreography that Barnier would know he couldn't pass the budget in the Assembly, therefore would bypass them, therefore that would prompt a vote of no confidence, and therefore he would lose it. So given that the choreography was so clear, what went wrong for Barnier? What could he not see?
Well, you used the word hubris a few minutes ago, and I think both on the part of Macron and Barnier, there was a certain amount of hubris. They thought, you know, this can't possibly happen. We're too intelligent. And Barnier, up to the last minute, called on the sense of responsibility of the parliamentarians, you know, saying, you're going to plunge France into crisis. You're going to increase the interest on our debt. And, you know, please don't do this. And I think they thought that Marine Le Pen wouldn't dare do this either, because she has worked for years and years and years to establish respectability for herself. She said she wanted to be constructive back in September. And what really changed was last month when she stood trial for embezzlement of European Union funds. The verdict in that trial will be handed down on March 31st. If Le Pen is found guilty of having embezzled EU funds to pay her party staff, she could be declared ineligible for public office for 5 years, which would be an end to her presidential dream. And she really, really wants to be the next president of France. So if she can force Macron to resign and to call an early presidential election, then she stands a very good chance of becoming president of France. And then, like Trump, she could virtually pardon herself. She wouldn't have to go to prison. She's also threatened with prison and a big fine. So that's the situation, I'm afraid.
So going back to the budget that Michel Barnier failed to get passed, I mean, the idea of imposing increases in tax, that's one way of doing things. Then there's the possibility of cuts to try and balance the budget. Did he get the balance wrong in terms of what he was cutting and what tax increases he was doing? Or is there any balance that would be acceptable to the parliament?
The latter is probably true, that the French will not accept any decrease in their standard of living. They're already very, very strapped because of the inflation and cost of living crisis. But Barnier was probably overzealous, in my opinion. His budget contained 60 billion euro in tax increases and government spending cuts. And he was doing things like, you know, reducing reimbursement to taxis that are being used for medical purposes by as ambulances and so on. So the taxi drivers were on strike the other day because they don't want their things reduced. He was going to impose a tax on electricity. Marine Le Pen got him to reverse that. He also was going to decrease the reimbursement on medications. Marine Le Pen also got him to reverse that. And the bone that really stuck in his throat that she could not get him to renounce was he did not want to index pensions to inflation. and because she wants the old age pensioners to vote for her. They're the sort of last holdout who are still voting for the center-right. So he gave in on a lot of issues. I think if he had presented a less, you know, instead of 60 billion, maybe 20 or 30 billion, would that have worked? Perhaps. But the fact is that the far left and the far right really are using the budget as a pretext to try to bring down Macron. So it may be that no matter what Barnier had proposed, no matter how innocuous his budget, they might have done the same anyway.
It's absolutely fascinating, Lara. Thank you very much for that exposition. Lara Marlowe in Paris.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.